Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Eden Regal on Stardish. Thank you so much for listening. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We're here for the second show. I am Joanne. Thank you for tuning in to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is September 12, 2008, and please download and rate the shows once we're finished. The call-in number is 347-945-5423. I'm going to bring Tony on the phone. Hey, Tony.
Hey, John, I'm back.
Welcome back
from our little break.
Yes.
Ready for this show. Ready for Bobby.
I certainly am. wait a second. I just went off topic here for a second. Eden just called me, but she called the wrong telephone number, so just bear with us for a second. She'll call back in a second. Let me see who else is on the phone. Area code 910, what's your name?
Melinda, Lil Bear, 0720. How you doing,
John? Hey, Melinda, how are you?
I'm doing great. I just got booted, though, so I'm trying to get back on.
Okay.
I had a question for Bob tonight, so.
Okay. We'll get him on in a few minutes. Hang on, and we'll be right with you.
Thanks, Melinda.
Okay. All right, guys, I'm going to just play a little bit of music real quick because I have a feeling Eden didn't hear me because my phone is breaking up. So just hang on just a sec.
Hey, everybody, this is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.
Hello?
That's me.
Okay, are we all back now? All right, very good. So tonight's guests, I have two special guests. I have so much going on between the two of them. I would be here all night talking about it instead of actually getting them on the phone. So I'm just going to bring them on. I have Eden Regal. Hi, Eden.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, my gosh, I'm so happy that you're back.
Thank you, me too.
Say hi to Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Eden. It's good to talk to you again. I had to talk to you back in May over on Buzzworthy.
Yeah, I remember. How's it going?
It's going all right.
Cool.
All right, well, we're just waiting for your other half to call in. But in the meantime,
Mr. Bob Guinea,
I'm just so happy that you decided to come back on the show. You were last here in May for the promotion of Imaginary Bitches.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to throw a little praise your way and everyone who works with you on it. It has turned out to be quite the success. Did you ever
think
it would take off the way that it did?
You know, it's really done better than I ever could have imagined. People seem to have responded to it and forwarded it to their friends, and it's really neat to see how it's just grown into something so much bigger than we could have imagined. The internet is a huge, huge, huge place.
Mm-hmm.
And we're we're just lucky that it's catching on.
Oh, well, it's fantastic. Everybody that I know goes crazy over it. My friend Linda, she's a corporate person. She works in real estate, and just to give her staff little breaks, the women in the office, even some of the guys,
oh.
I guess. So she puts it on and like, oh, you have to watch this. It's
oh,
just
you're kidding!
Laugh my ass
so
off, funny.
Cute.
Yeah.
Oh
that's
my
good
god!
Little break.
I love hearing those stories. Like the best part is running into people and like friends of friends or whatever. Like you're at a party
mm-hmm.
And they go, what? No! Oh my god! I know imaginary friends. And you know, it's you can't even imagine how they even heard about it. But
right.
But that's how it is. It like spreads like wildfire.
It certainly
that's
does.
That's really really nice to hear. I love it is a good break. They're a perfect break size.
They are. When are we going to see it turn into some sort of half hour cable show? That's what I want to see.
Oh God, I love that. I think that would be so cool. You know, a lot of people like the show. You know, even people who are, you know, in the industry. So I'm really, really hopeful that somebody who's interested is going to take it to the next level. So
mm-hmm.
So we definitely would love to expand the show, but the first priority is getting the second season out because that is definitely, you know, priority number one.
Right.
Have to keep the fans interested and keep them, you know, give them more stuff to watch and see the characters grow and new fun things happen. So so I really want to get the second season going so that we can get back at it.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you, pretty much everyone, I can't think of anyone I didn't say it to, but mostly when I have guests, when I have guests on the show, they from different soaps, for whether it be General Hospital or All My Children or whatever, and they talk about getting involved in the internet, or say like Sydney Penney when she was killed off All My Children, I told her about Imaginary Bitches, and then there was a few other people who are no longer on soaps that I've had on, and I tell them, well, you know, you really need to go check out Eden Singh and see what's going on with her because she's doing a lot of stuff over there on the internet. So,
yeah.
We definitely pimp you out on a daily basis.
Good. You should get a casting director credit. We should just have all the former soap stars come right on over to Imaginary Bitches.
That would be great. A nice revolution.
Yeah.
It certainly would.
I just want to get, like, I'm just trying to get the girls, like, who are on, girls and guys who are currently on All My Children to get, like, take a trip out to L.A., you know, at some point and come on the show. Like, we got to get Cam in there. We got to get Alicia in there and Rebecca. And, of course, the ultimate get would be Susan Lucci, you know.
Oh, are you kidding? Well, you know what?
She could definitely give Catherine and Heather a run for their money. She could outbitch any bitch.
Yeah.
Real or imaginary.
Well, now might be your time to catch her while she's out there doing Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah,
stars.
No kidding.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
I'm
that's
so excited.
Yeah,
wow.
That would be really great. I'm not seeing Bob on the phone yet, so I'm just going to just run through. It's not the number, unless he's calling from a different number that Andrew didn't give me with a different area code.
Yep.
So I'm just going to scroll through some of these numbers, and let's see who we got on the phone, because if he is there, I would feel awful leaving him there not knowing
he's playing in Jeopardy.
I'm gonna hit some of these New York area codes. Area code 347, who's on the phone?
Hi, my name is Adalia.
Hi.
Oops. Hey, Adalia.
Hi, Adalia.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
You're on the phone with Eden Regal.
Oh, I wanted to ask, first of all, I want to say hi, Eden.
Hey, how are you?
I don't know if you remember me from the studio, but, like, I always see you on MySpace, and I'm not sure if it's really you, so I just wanted to know if that was really you that I'm talking to.
Yeah, the MySpace page is really me.
Oh, okay. Because I've been stalked by fans from other, like, people, like, telling me that they're other characters and it wasn't really them.
Oh, yeah,
so.
I know. I had some fake – I actually had to get rid of them when I first went on MySpace. I had, like, fake pages that people had started for me that I didn't know, and
right.
They were, like, claiming to be me. And so you're right to be suspicious because I had to send emails to MySpace and say all these websites are, you know, they're not really me. So you gotta...
I actually had a private caller that called me and pretended to be Melissa Claire Egan.
Oh my God, really?
And I was crying the whole day because I really got excited that she called me. And then I went to the studio and I asked her if she called, and she was like,
No, I didn't.
I was really humiliated. So.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that was really bad. So I just wanted to make sure that I was really talking to you.
Yes,
real deal, my
friend.
Does
run her own, that's for sure.
All right, thanks. Well, it was great talking to you, and you know, hope to chat with you some more on MySpace.
Yeah, thanks for calling. It's nice to talk to you.
Okay. Okay, I don't have any more New York area codes here, so I'm assuming that none of these numbers are his. These are like all...
I don't know. Does Bob have... I don't know what area code Bob is in.
He's
all over the world. He's got like...
Yeah.
He's the most hardworking guy in show business.
I'm telling you, he's giving Cameron and Ryan Seacrest a run for their money.
Okay.
Yeah, he certainly is.
Okay, as a host, come on. As a host,
yeah,
please.
I heard him this morning, this afternoon, rather, on Maxim Radio on Sirius. He was supposed to be calling either from California or New York, Andrew told me, but I don't see either one of them here. Let me see. 516, you're on the phone with Eden.
Hi, this is Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah. Hi to Eden.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi. It's good. I met you at Super Soaps Weekend in 2006.
Awesome.
And you were one of the nicest people that I've met at Super Soap. It was
really... Really? I think I am, like, on a high the whole Super Soap Weekend. So...
And it was
definitely.
A long trip up to New York, too. So
yeah.
It was really, really nice to meet you there. I was wondering, my question for you is if they did invite you back to All My Children full-time, would you take it?
I would come back to All My Children anytime. Especially, I mean, it's like obviously, especially for a short-term run. But I'm constantly, like, I always, always, always want to come back because... I miss everybody, and I like checking in every so often, and they've been really great leaving the door open for me. So, you know, I really hope I get to come back soon. And I'm always talking to them and trying to work it out, so hopefully it'll work out.
I hope so, too, because I loved BAM, and I was really upset when they kind of broke them up.
I know, Lizzie's on a new show now, and she's got a, you know,
wonderful
fancy job, and she's got a family there, and she's marrying, like, you know, Kane or whatever. What's his name? I can't remember the name of his character. But she's pregnant and she's on Young and the Red. Like, so I don't know. It would be hard to bring Bam back now, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe Lizzie would come back for a little while, though. Who knows?
Well, if he came for a short time, that would work really well, too. You know,
yeah.
Just to say that, oh, we got back together, the Zork Zoe thing kind of didn't work.
Yeah. Or I could say, like, Maggie's busy in Paris, but I'm here and... Or, like, she's taking care of Miranda or something. Yeah, who knows? Like, there's a lot of options.
Right.
I definitely feel like Bianca and Maggie are soulmates. They, like, they grew up together, and I don't know, maybe that doesn't necessarily lead to a romantic relationship, but they love each other so much, and there seemed to be a romantic component to that.
And also with As the World Turns doing so well with their gay relationship and how it's brought up the ratings for them, and All My Children being so down in the ratings, wouldn't it make sense to kind of bring something back like that?
Yeah, it's really good drama. I agree.
Well, I think it's pretty sad that they didn't bring Bianca back while Eric was in jail. I expected
that.
Yeah, I agree.
No kidding. Like, why would Bianca not come back for Erica?
I mean, especially torn between Erica's got this
too.
That made me really mad. There was no way Bianca was going to miss that. I mean, her mother needed her. And Bianca has been there for her mom the whole time. Like, sometimes it seems like their relationship is reversed and, you know, Bianca is the mom and Eric is the kid sometimes. You know,
exactly.
She can be a little immature.
Well, you know what? This would be a good time to start writing in because Kendall has gotten herself into another situation where Bianca might come in handy. So,
And the
you
fact
mean
that
with,
brother,
you mean with Zach?
Yeah, she's about to lose her husband. She certainly is.
You know,
so,
I've been watching the show, And I think it's so sad because their relationship, Zach and Kendall, is obviously mm-hmm. so strained right now. And it's like sometimes... Like, sometimes he looks at her and it's like he doesn't love her at all anymore.
Yeah.
Like, he gets so easily frustrated by her. And she's like forced into Erica-like behavior, like trying to keep a hold of her man. And it's very, very sad. Like, it seems like they need to do something to reignite their passion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bianca would definitely help.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But you know what would help even better if they went on Cooking to Get Lucky? No one
there
said
you go.
That it has to be single people doing it. Marriages definitely need help.
I totally agree with that. There's nothing to rekindle an old romance and remind you of, like, being young again and in love. And, like, if you come home and your husband or your wife or whoever has spent all day, like, putting together a beautiful meal for you just to make you feel really special. Actually, the beauty of Cooking to Get Lucky is that they, you know, they don't even have to spend all day. It just makes it look like they've spent
exactly.
And people looking at her different.
Well, okay, Aaliyah, let me get on to some other callers. I'm trying to find Bob. Where are
Thanks
you? Take care. Okay, I found another New York area code. Please let this be Mr. Bob. Who's it?
Come on, Bob. Who's it be?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Area code 631. Okay, I'm not hearing them. 631, are you there? Okay, no, they're not. All right. Well, I still, let's see here. Area code 702. Who do I have on the phone?
Hello.
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 Area code 702. I don't hear them either. Okay. Well, let's put everybody back on hold, and let's get to some more questions. I watched an episode of Cooking to Get Lucky. Now, how did it come to birth? We talked about it when you were here in May. So refresh everybody about what the story is behind
it. Well, it actually happened because my husband is a very, very skilled seductor. When I first met him, I mean, I was obviously instantly very, very intrigued by him. But he had me over, and he made a beautiful dinner, and he set the table nice, and he really put a lot of thought and effort into it, and I was completely, completely swooning over it. It was just such a lovely way for him to show that I was important to him and that he was really interested in the relationship and that I wasn't just any girl. I was the kind of girl that you pull out all the stops for. And it turned out that that he had done this before. I mean, in fact, he had an entire arsenal of quick, easy, inexpensive meals that he could make for girls that just made it look like he had, you know, worked all day. And so that's, you know, that's where the origin of the show came from, because it had worked like a charm for him. And once we got together, I'm also, you know, a good, you know, cook, and he had all these recipes, and we worked on some more recipes, and, you know, we got Bob involved because he's so funny, but he's also like, he's kind of the everyman, you know. He's sort of dopey, doesn't really know what he's doing in the kitchen. He's kind of like an overgrown frat boy a little bit. and so he could be like the stand-in for all the bachelors of the world who have absolutely no idea what they're doing in the kitchen. And I could help them, you know, really wow a girl. And so we show bachelors, like, you don't have to be afraid of the kitchen, and you can make a meal that's going to, you know, completely impress the pants right off her, pun intended. And you can cook, and hopefully you'll get some booty.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I also, and I think that, you know, mainly people, when they see the promo for the show, because, I mean, I have to say that's how I perceived it also. When I first saw it, and you see you and you see Bob, you're the one who's doing cooking, and you're teaching him how to get lucky. So,
yeah.
Now, it can all be reversed, and I think people really need to see that. It's not just for guys. Girls
no,
do the same thing.
It's not just for guys. Girls can absolutely do the same thing, and or same-sex relationships, you know. It's, we sort of gear it to guys because, you know, guys are, generally speaking, guys are pretty much klutzes when it comes to almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
And girls, I think on the average, girls are a little more skilled and a little less, you know, I don't know. I feel like girls are better at, like, more delicate work. But that's not true for everybody. And some girls that I know have never been in their kitchen ever. They, you know, store shoes in their oven. So it can be anyone who wants their partner or their date to know that they really care about them. And, you know, if you can cook in the kitchen, you can probably cook in the bedroom, too.
Exactly. You can. It's gender friendly. Now, who creates the recipes? You do?
It's a collaboration, actually. Like Imaginary Bitches, this is really a family affair. Andrew and I, my husband and I, both cook a lot, and we, you know, we've sort of gone through all our recipes and adapted them to make them easy and fast and really, like, cheap, like using cheap ingredients, but still something that's impressive and sexy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that can be done really quickly. Like, if you watch some of the shows on television that are geared towards, like, making quick meals, oftentimes they're casseroles and they're, you know, kind of a melange of stuff in a pan. And it's not necessarily the most sexy thing. I think if you serve somebody turkey tetrazzini or something, it's probably going to taste good, but it might not feel like a sexy, romantic meal.
Right.
So our meals are sexy and romantic, but also really easy to accomplish. And so, you know, I adapted a lot of recipes. We put our thinking caps on and made up a bunch of recipes. And my brother is married to also a very, very wonderful chef, and she was our cinematographer, and she contributed some recipes. We all kind of got together and made it work, and we got some really, really good stuff. We also have some amazing, we call them quick tips, but just using the kind of things that any bachelor would have in their apartment or in their, you know, bachelor pads. Like, if you don't have a centerpiece, well, most bachelors have shot glasses, right? So you can put a little water in a bunch of shot glasses and make a row of them down the center of your table and stick the head of a rose in it, and it looks really beautiful and really elegant. You've only bought 4 or 6 roses, so that's not expensive. And you're using shot glasses, which, you know, who doesn't have shot glasses? And so it's like that's an example of something that you can do. I think in our first episode, we didn't even use shot glasses. We used apples. And if you cut a little piece out of an apple and put a little bit of water in there and stick a head of a rose in there, it looks really gorgeous. It's so inexpensive with readily available materials. And it looks fresh and fun, and any girl or guy would walk into that house and go, wow, that's such a cool, interesting thing that you did for me. You must really like me.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I just got a message in the chat room from Barb. She's texting Bob to see what's going on. And there is definitely some technical difficulties going on.
Maybe he called in.
He may have, but
get him.
I still have the same telephone numbers up, so there's no new numbers. I'm wondering if that last one that I tried to pick up was him that I couldn't hear. So while you were talking, I contacted the network's live help, so they're working on it now. So hopefully.
Okay.
That should be, you know, settled and resolved. So if he pulls back in, I'll see it definitely.
Okay.
Now, Eden, you have a big luncheon coming up.
Yeah, I do, in New York City.
Yes, you do. And I'm really
sad and not sad. I'm pissed, I should say, because I really was supposed to go there. But October is absolutely insane for me. I mean, I'm gonna try my damnedest to go, but
we'd love it if you came.
Oh wow, Melissa sent me the email.
Melissa and Phil have been doing such a great job putting it together. I'm so excited, and it seems like people are all like making their plans, so it feels like it's starting to really come together.
Yes, and I told her, actually she's supposed to be calling in tonight too, so I didn't see her yet up here either. It's at the Heartland Brewery.
Brewery, yeah.
For October 11th from 11 to 3, and you guys can go to regalrebels.org/luncheon to book your tickets. I mean, damn, I know a lot of you guys are out in New York. Go friggin' buy a ticket. Are you kidding me?
I
know that if I could come down from Buffalo, I would absolutely be there in a heartbeat.
Oh, awesome. So, maybe you'll surprise us.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I'm really going to try. October's a crazy month with the kids and school activities and football and motherhood.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and we just my oldest boy is in football, high school football,
nice.
And it's
what
just
is he?
Crazy.
What's his position?
They just put him in. He was in corner, and now he's going to running back. So he's a skinny kid. He's a strong kid, but he's a real fast kid. So
really,
I'm hoping. Yeah, he's a fast kid. Speaking of sports, I was told to ask you, how do you think the Toronto Maple Leafs are gonna do?
Oh my God, I don't know. I'm really, really hoping that they take. I have to do my research. I'm really excited that the season's starting up again soon, but. I hope that they take some time to rebuild, and we fans will be patient while they're, you know, grooming a younger generation and getting some new stars in there, and I understand that's the transition.
Right.
But there's so much potential there, and there are so many fans like myself who are just... so hopeful that they can finally pull it together. I mean, it hasn't been so bad for me. I've only been a fan for a couple of years, but Andrew, my husband, has been a fan his whole life, and I think has never seen them win a Stanley Cup, and that is absolutely tragic. So I'm really hoping they can put together something really good.
Go ahead.
No, let me interrupt you for a second, Tony, because I think we have Bob on the line.
Bob,
is that you?
Are you guys talking about the Detroit Red Wings?
No, you were talking about the Toronto Maple Leafs. No, not the Maple
Leafs. I don't want to hear about the Detroit Red Wings.
Oh, because that's my team. It's the Red Wings. I thought that's maybe
and
what you guys were talking
Dorsten
about.
And Dorsten Kays. Don't forget that. The Dorsten Kays, too.
You know, I hate to say it, Bob, but the Detroit Red Wings do not need to rebuild.
Hello, I got to remind you, there's one team you got to look in the NHL this year, and that's the Chicago Blackhawks. They are
my
team
this year. That, you know, that's a possibility. You guys, I'm so sorry to be so late calling in.
Well, that's all right. You know, we're here.
I'm so sorry. I had my phone shut off when I was on set with Rebecca tonight, and I forgot. I thought I had it back on, and I forgot to turn it back on.
How is Becky?
Alarm never went off. She's great. She's doing great.
Yeah.
They had a late shooting night tonight, and when you're on set, you got to shut your phone off. I walked off set and thought I still had my little alarm thingy set in my pocket, and I just looked at it, and I thought, oh, my God. So I'm so sorry.
Well. Anyhow, thank you for coming on the show, Bob. I'm really thankful for you to come on. I am.
Hi, Eden, my beautiful
Hi,
Eden.
Hi, Bob.
Hey,
did you
Bob.
See the
Thanks
show
for
yet?
Having us on. I did. I got to see the first episode tonight. I thought it was really funny.
Yay.
I had a great time watching it. Yes. I loved it, in fact.
What, were you
Weren't
shooting?
You awesome?
What's that?
Weren't you great?
No, you were great. I was merely a pawn in your cooking adventures, but I loved watching it.
Bob is so funny on the shows. You know, the funny thing is that when I watch them, I laugh at exactly the same places.
Oh, God, do you really?
So it's like unison laughing.
No.
He's hysterical on the show.
Oh, we had
so
much fun filming it, and we get along so great, and it's just so fun to actually do a show with someone where you're just going off the cuff and having a blast, and you actually get each other's humor.
Yeah,
I love it.
the chemistry is so visible. I was telling Eden, I'm going to catch you up. I was listening to you today on Maxim.
Yes.
And we
that was
were talking
a weird
about
show,
how
it? A little interesting
yeah.
show actually.
You know what? It was, I actually didn't listen to the whole thing. I kind of turned it off. It wasn't something I wanted playing while the children were running around.
Me either.
That is not for young youth to listen.
Wow.
I'm sure it's a wonderful show, but I will just say that. It's a show by these two guys that started their own charm school for how to pick up women type thing.
Yeah.
And they basically had me on, and I was like, I literally had to try to figure out through all these totally bullcrap penthouse forum type stories. Guys are calling in on like they had their worst date, and they're like basically reading it out of a bad magazine, which I know has happened. Like my idea of a worst date is like someone throwing up in your lap after a Mexican food night. These guys were like having these bizarre.
It sounds like you speak from experience.
Yeah, no, of course I had to do it. These guys are telling stories though it all ended with like crazy, you know, antics that I don't think could happen in the best, you know, or worst, however you look at it.
Right.
Feature film.
I turned it off after the one guy called it. He called in and said that he had the date where the lesbian joined them and kind of left him. It's like, okay, that's enough.
Happened.
All I could do, Eden, to save that moment was to say, and that's why instead of playing cards on a date, you should try to cook together.
Shut up, folks.
It was pretty damn funny.
Segue.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. But we were talking, I was saying how that this doesn't necessarily just have to be for single men. It can also be for women and married people.
Absolutely. I think that's the thing. I mean, you know, it is hosted by two happily married people, granted to other people. But I think it really does apply to anyone who, you know, I think one of the things that you realize about the show is that it applies to anybody who's just trying to make sure that someone knows they're listening. Like, that's the one thing that I think Eden it really brings to it is, you know, reinforcing the fact that, you know, it's about listening to what that woman wants and what she likes, you know. So instead of just making her a pasta dish if she's a very healthy eater, you know, you take the idea of making, well, if she's healthy, you take fish and asparagus and peppers and all these different things. You know, you actually listen and pay attention to what they want to eat, so you're not just forcing your own food on them. And I learned that because my wife is a very healthy eater, of course, and I learned that the hard way, you know, after I tried to force like an extra large Domino's down her hatch.
Oh, no!
It probably wasn't the best first date food.
No, but I mean, Bob really hit on it there. I think it's about being attentive. It's about showing a girl or a guy that, or your spouse of 25 years that you're listening to them, that you acknowledge what they want, and that you want to make them happy and you want to do something special for them.
Yes.
Right. Absolutely. I think it's a great concept.
Like Eden such a wonderful chef like Eden teaching a meathead like me how to actually put together something that looks good and tastes good and is simple. You kidding me?
Oh, gosh, yeah. So, Bob, have you been in the doghouse with Rebecca that you have to use one of Eden's recipes?
You know, I would venture to guess absolutely not, but I'm sure if you asked Rebecca, she'd probably say otherwise. But, you know, I definitely have. You know, I actually made, when Eden and I first did our pilot for the show, we did breasts of chicken on a bed of polenta with roasted tomatoes that we cut in half and sprinkled all this awesome stuff on, herbs de Provence, I believe it was. And I
remember.
And I did actually make that one night with Becky because we did chicken with the bone and the skin and the whole thing, and it was really good. It was really good.
Oh,
awesome.
Oh, that is great.
It may very well have been enough to get me out of the doghouse, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Whatever works, right? Whatever
That's
works.
Right.
I don't
That's
believe
right.
that Bob's ever been in the doghouse, but if it should ever happen in the future,
yes.
it's definitely a tool that you can use.
Go to cookingtolucky.com.
That's right. Cookingtogetlucky.com. Absolutely. Let's see here. I know we only have a few more minutes with you, Eden. Let me see here. I wanted to see if Melissa called in yet because I know that she wanted to talk to you, but I don't see her up here. The technical issues have been resolved, I am assured of. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that's
oh,
good.
Oh, yeah,
there.
That's why I was late calling.
Yeah, okay.
You should have said that, Bob, because we were sure that that was why.
Yes,
yes,
that
and that's exactly right. Yeah, we were having them, and I was kind of like freaking out over here. Yeah. Now, Eden, what's coming up next for Imaginary Bitches?
Well, we're working on a DVD right now. It's probably going to be out really soon. I'm not sure of the exact release date, but it's going to be in full, glorious HD widescreen quality, and it's going to have some really fun extras like interviews and bloopers and stuff like that. So you can look for that for the time being. And the Cooking to Get Lucky shows, I think I'm going to premiere every Tuesday from now on cookingtogetlucky.com and as a podcast on iTunes.
iTunes, yeah.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So that's really good. So there's no excuse for any of you out there that are listening not to go to cookingtogetlucky.com and Imaginary Bitches. Support Eden and Bob. I do have, you know what, there is a call that I have to bring on while the both of you are here. I just got it texted to me in the chat room. Where are you? Oh, no. Where'd you go? No, that's my phone number. How stupid am I right now? They're giving out the call number, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's a New York number. And it, you know who it is? They're giving it to Inga. Inga, Rebecca's fan club president. She's in the chat room and they're trying to make her call. So they're giving her the number. Yeah, so that's who I'm looking for here, but I don't see her on here yet. So, Eden, I know you have to go. I want to thank you for coming back on the show.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's nice to talk to you guys again. You guys have been so wonderful throughout Imaginary Bitches, and I keep seeing you everywhere, and I really hope you can come to the fan luncheon. But
I'm going to try my best to get there. I mean, well, it's only 7 hours away, so I may try and do it and leave the kids
bring
with
the
my
kids.
Sister.
I might come, but there's also the Country Music Festival here in Chicago that weekend, and it's up in the air right now, so I don't know if I'm going to make it or not.
Look, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna do my best to try.
Good.
But in the
if not, then I'll definitely talk to you. You know, when we have more Cooking to Get Luckies and more Imaginary Bitches, and
absolutely, Star Dish is always here for you. So
awesome.
Hey, and Eden, I always keep contact with you with YouTube and with MySpace because I'm also a MySpace user and YouTube user too. So I'll definitely
contact you. Awesome. Okay, good. Keep texting me or whatever they call it on my email.
Right. I guess so, yeah. All right, well, thank you so much, and give my best to everybody on the cast of Imaginary Bitches, and
thank
best of everything
to you.
All the best, Eden.
Bye,
take care.
Bob.
Take care, Bob.
Bye, Eden.
Bye, Eden.
Bye, Eden. All right, now we got Bob all to ourselves here.
Yeah,
so, you know, I was saying in the beginning of the show, you are just like one of the busiest guys on TV, Date My House, BGB, Dan from TV, upcoming hosting duties for Super Soap, and Rock Soap Cruise, now Cooking to Get Lucky. I mean, I'm tired just saying it.
You're hiding in that Ryan Seacrest territory, my friend.
What's that, buddy?
You're hiding in that Ryan Seacrest territory, like she said.
Yeah, you know, it is. I'm equally as busy. I don't think I'm cashing those paychecks as of yet, but, you know, we aspire for greatness, of course. But, you know, I'm hanging out with some great people, and I think, but thank you for mentioning the Band from TV. It's, you know, it's definitely something that I absolutely love doing, and the guys in the band and I are good friends who get a chance to do things for charity, which is, you know, ultimately that's the biggest reward I think you can have, is to be able to give money to people who need it. And there's a couple charities that are very near and dear to me that I've been able to donate to from the band. And we actually have an album that we're coming out with that is from a live performance thing that we did, like a closed set live performance thing. And all those album sales go to our charities as well. So thanks for bringing that up.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, no, absolutely. I actually have a link on my website to your site. So anybody that's looking to buy Bob's stuff, go to stardishradio.com and click on Bob Guinea's link. And he's got some really good stuff on there.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. the next thing.
And then, of course, the rock, like you mentioned, Rock the Soap, too. Rockthesoap.com.
Yeah, that's coming out.
Rock the Soap Cruise.
That's
right.
going to be so awesome. We got some really big news coming up in the next 2 weeks on that, which is going to be awesome. And we also have, you know, we have like Gifts and Guitars, which is a part of the whole Rock the Soap franchise deal there. And they're a big deal about it because they're coming on board. We're going to have people autograph all, like we're going to have people autograph all the stars on the boat are going to autograph guitars. And we're going to like have that go to like a silent auction that'll give money to charity. And,
wonderful.
You know, we're really trying to make sure that everyone gets to see all their favorite stars, but in a different way too, not just, you know, not just shaking hands and signing pictures, but actually getting to hang out with them and see them perform and see them do the things that they love to do.
I think that's a great thing. I mean, you know, it's really good when you have the intimate settings. I mean, Super Soap Weekend is definitely by far my favorite because of the excitement of it all and the rush and the fast pace. But when you get on the cruise and do these little intimate events like Fun in the Sun and stuff like that, I think it's so much more personal. And the fans really do appreciate it much, much more. What's coming up for Super Soap? Anything new that we can talk about?
Well, you know, of course, we're doing the talk show that we've done over the last 4 years that they did long before I ever came along with Linda Dano and other obviously just, you know, huge people from the years of the soaps and to be able to host that. And that's a lot of fun. And my band will be down there again, backing up all the soap stars that want to sing and perform, which is very exciting. And
very good.
I know that they're in the process right now of handing out all the invites to all the stars. And I think it's going to be a pretty incredible cast of people coming down this year.
Yeah, we got some a heads up on some One Life to Live guys that are coming. Jason Tam, Brittany Underwood, Kristen Alderson.
Cassie DePaiva,
I'm sure she'll be there. I'm sure. Now, I have to say, I booked my tickets today. I'll be there. That I did book.
Cool.
Yes, I did book my tickets today. So I'm very, very excited about that. This will be my fourth year going. So.
Well, as you know, there used to be one in Anaheim as well. And they used to do like an East Coast and a West Coast one. And so that's why we thought the Rock the Soap, that's why we thought the cruise would be such a great thing because it goes off the West Coast and it would be a nice opportunity for people to get a chance to see a lot of the actors that maybe they don't see at Super Soap as well. Because there's some different networks, and but then also to have the West Coast people and the East Coast people get a chance to kind of go to a different destination off the West Coast and have some fun.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, I have some callers on hold. Are you ready to take a couple calls?
Of course.
All right. Area code 910. You're on the phone with Bob.
Yeah, finally. Hello, everybody. I'm Melinda. I'm Lil Bear 0720 in there in the chat room tonight.
Hello.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. Say, we're talking about the Rock the Soaps, and I was wondering, have you had any contests for people that can't afford to go for giving them a chance to win the cruise?
Not yet, but that is we really haven't even officially announced. Like, all we did was a little bit of what's called a soft release on the website, but yeah, we are having a contest coming up very soon. That's kind of part of the big news. It's coming up in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be a really cool contest, and it's going to be one of those things that, like, is going to basically give people a chance to have, like, an all-inclusive package for the whole thing.
We are having
one of those contests coming up very soon, but I don't want to ruin it by giving out any of the details, but I promise you it's going to be a good one.
It's all good. I understand. My other question is a while ago, a couple of years ago, you had been singing in karaoke with Bobby Eakes, and I'm a huge fan of Bobby's. I've met her twice, and
I was wondering
if you are ever going to do that again with her.
Well, we did. I know we sang a couple songs together at the club we did in New York, which was like a big soap thing with a lot of the singers, and she and I did a Johnny Cash, June Carter Cash song together.
Yeah,
and,
it's on YouTube, and I love it.
Yeah, anytime I can sing with Bobby Eakes, I feel honored because I think she is so talented and
she's
truly one of the most incredibly gracious women too that I've ever met. And so, I mean, her history, her career is so storied, and she's done so many wonderful things. I just love her. So yeah, you bet. Any chance I get, I'll take it.
Well, has there been any talk about doing that in the near future?
Well, you know, that's something that we'll probably look at for the Rock the Soap because Bobby is on board the boat and.
Yeah.
It is something that we have a little more freedom on there than we do at some of the other events, so that's going to be a great time.
Well, I hope you guys have a great time. It looks like I can't afford to go, but hopefully
maybe you'll win
the contest. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
There you go.
Thanks, Bob. It was great to meet you.
Nice meeting you, too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I think I have Inga on the phone.
Inga.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? How's Winston?
Winston's fine. He's sleeping.
Oh, good. He's good. That's good. I wish I were.
I'm still having audio problems, so I just called in so I could listen.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well,
that's
good. It's all fixed.
I keep getting error messages, so I'm not sure what's going on at this end.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I contacted Live Help. They were supposed to be on the horn fixing it, so.
How you doing, Bob?
Yeah.
How's Phoebe?
I'm doing real well. Phoebe is wonderful. Thanks for asking. And Rebecca's wonderful, too. And I'm on my way to meet her right now, so I'm very excited. So
give her my love and tell her I said hi.
I will definitely do that, for sure. And the MySpace site looks wonderful. And thanks for putting out the word for everything. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hopefully we can put you on hold so you can hear everything.
Yeah, that would be great.
Absolutely. I definitely will. And, okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Take care.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Okay. We're going to go to area code 702. You're on the phone with Bob.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
702, are you there? I think they wandered away. So you know what? We're moving on to 347. 347,
okay.
You're on the phone with Bob.
Hey, Bob, this is Adalia.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, do you remember me?
I do, actually, yeah. I'd like to hear from you. How's everything going?
Hey, I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, I just wanted to say hi, and I'm a big fan of your wife, and you know, she's doing great on all my children, and just tell her I say hi, and hope to see you guys soon.
I will. I'll let her know that you said hello.
Thank
Definitely.
You.
Definitely. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Next caller is Georgette, 904.
Come on in, Georgette.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Georgette. How you doing?
Good. I can't wait to Super Soup. I'm excited.
Are you fired up? You're not going to miss any talk shows,
you? Better contain yourself, Bob.
You know what? I always miss the talk shows because, you know, I'm a social butterfly. I go see everybody. But this year, I must say, I'm going to go to one of them. And I'm going to be in the front row, and you better wink or wave to me or something.
Oh, I'll come by and give you a high five for sure. And you know what? Once you're in there once, you're going to want to stay all day. It's addictive.
Is it? You know what? It'll be my sixth year this year, and I've never went to a talk show except the ones that they
really?
Do outside on. I don't have time. I'm always so intertwined in getting fast passes and talking to my peeps and all this stuff. And I better get to see you this year because last year it was close. We almost didn't get to see you, and I was going to be really mad.
Well, this year I promise. If you come to the show, I promise you'll see me. But hopefully I'll get to see you regardless and definitely make sure you get down and get your fast passes and all that stuff that you need to get.
I will. This year I'm
going to
lay it low this year. I'm laying it low. Like I said like a couple months ago, I'm laying low. To do like five and then that's it. But you know what? I say that every year and that never happens. So
I know
we'll
you get down and go bananas. It's all the Diet Coke and all the caffeine that gets in you.
No,
oh, God,
man.
Yeah.
Super Soap is my favorite event of the year. Are you kidding? And it's so. And whatever happened to Fun in the Sun? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know, this year they did some different stuff, and they were just trying to change things up a little bit, and they did some different marketing things, and that was one of the things that they unfortunately used that budget that they allocated for that for other stuff. So, but I know that there was a lot of people that said they wanted it back. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to do them again. Yeah.
Well, we don't get to see you anymore. We only see you like if you appear on The View or like if you're somewhere else. And you do appearances here and there, and like with the Bob Guinea Band, but I don't ever get to go because, you know, I can't go to everything. I try. One day I'm going to see you and, like, go see the band. But then, like, with Fun in the Sun, we'd be able to go see you and stuff like that. Like, you came to Florida and you went to, like, big parts of areas.
I know. And you know, we're doing a little bit more with Band from TV right now, too. We're going to Connecticut, which is we've never left L.A. before for a show, so we're pretty excited about that.
Hmm.
You know, trying to do some fun things to switch it up. But, yeah, the only other way to catch me is on TLC, unfortunately, right now. But I appreciate that you're coming out for those. Yeah, I appreciate that you're coming out for those, though. Thank you very much, and hopefully they'll come back.
Yeah, I know.
You know
come
what,
to Florida. Come visit me in Florida.
Georgia,
okay.
You know what they really should do with Bob? And Bob, you should suggest this, because they did it with Sherry Shepherd last year. You need your own kiosk to stand at with fast passes. You don't need it.
Sherry Shepherd did it last year for a day, or I think one signing or something like that, and she was only there for a day hosting. There's no reason why you shouldn't be there under one of those umbrellas signing autographs.
If you do, dude,
well,
I'd be first
you.
In line.
You know, thank you for saying that, but I don't know that I would ever have the time because the way they work my schedule down there is pretty aggressive,
the
you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think that's what it should be. I last year on one of the days that I was there, I sat through a day of talk shows, and they were fabulous because I only did one day of Fast Passes, and the next day we sat and did the talk shows and the game shows, and we did all the inside stuff, and it's really,
sure.
really fun. It's
oh,
a lot of fun
you.
To interact and stuff. So, yeah, you should have
yeah.
your own little thing to do autographs.
Are they doing the triple play game again?
You know, I'm sure we probably are. I'm not personally doing it, but I'm doing just a talk show. And you know, last year I handled Cameron's thing as well for the day when he was doing the Dancing with the Stars stuff, which was a
right.
lot of fun. Yeah, I didn't want to be a soap star thing, but there's no substitute in Cameron. He's the best at that, and I had a good time doing it, but I'm glad to get back to doing the talk shows and the street jam.
Right.
Yeah, you and Kelly did great that day. But anyways.
Right.
I'll let everybody else talk to you, and I'll see you in November.
All right, Georgia, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Dee.
Okay.
Now, that would be really awesome if Susan Lucci makes it close to the top four in Dancing with the Stars and does the number on the street jam.
I know. I think it would be so great.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be so ecstatic for her because she so deserves it. And there's a lot of people that really want her to be in that situation, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's got a ton of people rooting for her. There's all kinds of MySpace pages up for her now, all to do with Dancing with the Stars. So, when are we going to see more Date My House? When are the new episodes coming on?
Coming on this fall, which will be great. So we should we'll probably get the schedule really soon as to when that happens. And I believe it's probably going to happen towards the end of middle towards the end of October. That's kind of what's been indicated to us. So I'm hopeful that ends up taking place and everything works out and everyone gets a chance to see all the shows. That'll be so great because they're really funny. The best are yet to come. So I really was excited about the second part of the episodes that we did. So I'm excited for everyone to see them.
Yeah, that I would love to see that. I honestly haven't even watched soaps lately. I really haven't been watching too much TV. But now that the kids are back in school, I have time to start. Sitting down. I've got so much stuff stored on TiVo, I think it's all going to start deleting itself. So I'm actually going to start over and start recording some new things.
There
so
you go. We'll definitely start recording the new Date My Houses.
Absolutely. That's definitely going to be one of them. We have time for another caller. Area code 516. You're on the phone with Bob.
Bob.
Hi.
Hi, I think that you do an incredible job at those interviews at Super Soap Weekend. I went in 2006, and I thought you did a wonderful job.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. I really appreciate it. It's honestly one of my favorite things to do. I mean, there's a couple things I get to do because of ABC, and one of them is, of course, Super Soap, and the other is the CMA Music Festival. And those are two of the things I look forward to every year because I just love it. I mean, with Super Soap Weekend, it's great because they're all my best friends. I mean, a lot of people are really some of my dearest and closest friends, and the fact that I get to hang out with them and have fun with them and, you know, let people get to see a different side of them, you know, that you know, only a friend might be able to bring out or bring up some things that I know that other people might not know that I know won't hurt anybody's feelings or fire anybody up is a lot of fun. And so I really appreciate you saying that. Thanks for appreciating it.
And in front of all those fans, you just did a wonderful job, and I wanted to let you know that. And I really hope I could make the rock and soap thing with the contest because I know I can't afford it either. Like,
yeah, you know, I hope that we are able to really make everybody really happy with the contest. That's what we've been trying to do. And the big thing for us is, you know, we have so many stars on board the boat. I mean, right now we have 23, and, you know, we might end up having 25 stars on the boat, which is a – you know, it's a great, you know, cross reference of all the networks, but of course it's pretty ABC heavy because those are my friends. And, you know, when they asked me to host it, they also asked for my input on the guest list. They already had some people that they were bringing, and I got a chance to make sure that some of my friends were on board, and that made me really happy.
So, mm-hmm. you know, the fact that Michael E. Knight's coming and Torsten Kay and Jason Thompson, guys that don't normally do stuff like this, and they're coming on board and they're all excited to be a part of it. I mean, it's just going to be so cool. And then, of course, Rebecca's coming and Eden Regal mm-hmm. coming and Kelly mm-hmm. Monaco. And, you know, it's just really a great thing to have a bunch of my friends there.
Looks really wonderful, and it makes people like me from New York very jealous of the people who live in California at that point.
Yes.
Well, you know, you could always get away for a little Baja fun in the sun for a weekend.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, all right, Aaliyah. Okay, good night.
All right. Night, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, that would be an awesome trip to go out to California. I mean, the East Coast is slammed with events. West Coast usually only caters to GH people, so it would be nice to go out there and just, you know, mix and mingle with everybody, you know?
Yeah, and that was honestly the biggest driving force behind doing the cruise was just the fact that we thought it'd be nice to do a West Coast thing for all the fans across the board from every network and mm-hmm. give them a chance to access their favorite fans and get a chance to see their favorite stars and get a chance to see them and really rub elbows with them and spend time with them. We're having beach parties. We're having all sorts of things. And, I mean, it's just going to be – it's going to be such a fun event. And, I mean, it's one of those things that we're trying to position it so it's something that happens for the next 20 years. You know, it's something that's going to – be around, and it's going to be, we're going to make sure that the stars have so much fun that they are never begrudgingly coming on board, but they're always excited to come, and that the fans make it, you know, Super Soap Weekend and Rock the Soap, you know, part of their annual destination. So, you know, that's the plan. So hopefully it works out that way, and everyone has such a great time and really enjoys it that they just can't get enough of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really important to stay connected with the fans in different ways and letting them connect with the actors in several different ways. There has to be a lot of outlets for people, especially for people who can't afford it. So the contests are great.
Yeah.
That's like the main purpose of this show, and that's why I gave birth to it, was to connect fans to actors that they would probably never have a chance to meet. And
sure.
I've been doing it for 6 months, and it's fantastic. I mean,
well,
we're really
lucky.
Well, you had
huge success in that period of time, too.
Yeah,
I
mean, I
had a huge listenership.
I have a lot. I was very lucky to get a lot of people to come on the show. I mean, there's still a lot that I'm waiting for to respond and get them back and to come on that, you know, on my website I have a wish list of people that the listeners go and put in. So when the powers that be feel like looking at the website, they'll see, oh, wow, you know, so-and-so's really requested. Wow, we should set that up. So, yeah,
sure.
A lot of All My Children people are highly requested, including your wife. So,
there you go.
Yeah, we definitely have to throw that plug in there. Tell her she's a wanted woman on Stardish Radio.
I will let her know. We need to get her on there for sure.
That's right. And you know what, though? Well, there's only 2 minutes left on the show, and I just want you to know that you're welcome back at any time. I want to promote anything that you're doing because you do such a fabulous job for charities. Your music is fantastic, and you're just a genuine, down-to-earth, nice guy, and damn it, I like you.
Well, damn, thanks. You know, thank you so much for saying that, and I got to say, honestly, you know, the one thing that I felt was so huge for me was, you know, coming from the Bachelor stuff and the music background that I have and everything else, that the daytime fans have always been so supportive of me. And I know at first it was probably because they just love my wife so much and they were so kind to me as a result of it and whatever it was, but the fact that the support continues and that everyone's been so wonderful to me and so kind to me is it does not go a moment unnoticed by me. So thank you so much for saying that.
Oh, no, you're welcome. I mean, I'm sure the fact that you married one of our lovelies from AMC helped, but you are your own entity, you know, and people love you for you, and they love your music, and you know what, at Super Soap, you just created your own daytime fan base. So, you know, in your own right, you're a daytime star. So, absolutely.
Oh,
you're welcome. Hey, can I ask you to do a promo for the show before you leave?
Of course. I would love to.
Okay, well, we're recording, so you can just say, you know, this is Bob Guinea on Stardish Radio. Put your own little spin on it, however you wish to say it, and
okay.
We're ready when you are.
All right. Hey, this is Bob Guinea, and you're listening to the Stardish Radio, so turn it up.
All right. Bob, thank you so much for joining us, and you're welcome
thank
back
you.
Anytime. Everyone, make sure you tune in on
hey,
Monday.
Bob, thanks
Aaron
a lot
Torby.
For Thank
Aaron
you.
Torpy will be with us, former Jessica from One Life to Live. And then Tuesday, Brittany Underwood from One Life to Live will be with us also. And we're going to leave
amazing,
out.
Amazing, guys.
She's amazing.
Yes. So, and don't forget, check out cookingtogetlucky.com and see when the next episode is up. Send in a video for crying out loud, because you know you want to get some.
Yeah, you know you want to.
Go get it. All right, everybody. Thank you so much from Joanne and Tony at Stardish. Have a great weekend.
God bless.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Hey, I'm Eden Regal on Stardish. Thank you so much for listening.
How you doing, man? Alright, well, thanks for having me on, guys.